Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Inspire small business.
We can teach these barbarians a lesson in Western methods and efficiency that will put them to shame.
He tells it like it is.
I realize how difficult it's going to be in this godforsaken place where you can't find what you need. And there's the challenge.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
With all due respect, sir, I believe this is going to be our finest hour.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you, celebrating 14 years of the Small Business Advocate Show this week, and couldn't do it without our good friend Grace Marie Turner in March of 98. Grace Marie Turner first joined us. She was actually Grace Marie Arnett in those days. She may not remember, may not think that I remember that, but she was. And she was then, as she is now, the president of the Galen Institute, and an organization that I hold in very high esteem. And Grace Marie, even then, way back in March of 98, you and I were talking about healthcare reform, weren't we?
Yeah. Well, Jim, and I set up the Galen Institute in 1995 because after the Hillary Care debate in 93-94, I said, this is not over. We still have problems in our health sector we have to fix, including that it's too expensive for small business, and especially that it's too expensive for small business. So we need to talk about free market ideas, and we really did make progress. We got health savings accounts, health reimbursement arrangements. There was a lot of energy before this monolith of Obamacare came slamming down at us, crushing all of that progress.
The point that I wanted, the thing I wanted to make sure people understood is that, folks, I know you've heard me say that Grace Marie's been a member of our Brain Trust since 98. I've told you that many times in the past. But I want you to understand that in 98... there were people like Grace Marie Turner who were focused on market-based solutions long before anybody ever knew President Obama, that there was a senator, or even long before he was even a state senator. He was still a community organizer, probably in 98. Long before anybody knew anything about Obamacare, there were people who knew that America needed to reform its healthcare system to market-based solutions, Grace Marie. And I'm bowing and everything I can say to compliment you and to thank you for keeping this debate on the front burner.
Well, Jim, you have too, and you have really given a forum and a way to talk about, for people to understand the options that are out there. The market has responded. I mean, we were really getting on the right track with consumer-directed healthcare, giving employers new tools, more transparency. We were just at the beginning of what I really think was a revolution in giving people more control, more ownership, forcing insurance companies to get costs down, and more price transparency. And it is just now all of the companies are doing nothing but trying to figure out how on earth they are going to comply with this mountain of rules and regulations being issued under Obamacare. There are already 10,000 pages of regulation in
Well, place. And I want people to know that I put my money where my mouth is, and the soonest, I mean the year that I had the option of buying, the opportunity to buy health savings accounts to change my insurance strategy to a health savings accounts. I did it, and we've had them ever since. And my employees have them. And Steve Forbes, your friend, our mutual friend Steve Forbes, who's going to be on a Friday, by the way, folks. He told me his company, the Forbes organization, has HSAs. And if you remember, Grace Marie, what was it, 04 or 05, we came within a gnat's hair of getting association health plans passed. Mike Enzi's law passed. If it hadn't been for the AARP, we would have gotten Mike Enzi's association health plans passed, and that would have been the end of any kind of universal health care, wouldn't it, if we'd gotten that passed?
Well, had we given, and a few other things like cross-state purchasing of health insurance, state-based medical malpractice reform. We need more price transparency, tax reform. That was the beginning of the changes. We needed three or four more fixes to really move to a 21st century health sector where people have more control, more ownership, more affordability for their health insurance. And we were on that track. We can get back there, but only if this health law is repealed so that we don't have to deal with this takeover of our healthcare system by government.
But, folks, the reason, as we wrap up this segment, Grace Mae, the main thing I want people to understand is, folks, there have already been sensible, logical, market-based solutions proposed, some of them enacted, many of them rejected by people who can't stand the idea of you having control over your life. They need to have the government to control your life. And those people, and one of them is a late Ted Kennedy, those people couldn't stand the idea that you would have some control over your life. So they tried to kill these market-based solutions we've been talking about, or at least repress them, and they basically did essentially that. And now we have something called Obamacare. We come back, we're going to see what the courts are going to have to say about Obamacare in 2012. 20 till, stay with us.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.